Governor Maggie Hassan spent the last several days taking her push to expand Medicaid on the road and into the districts of GOP senators. Speaking at Southern New Hampshire University in the home district of Republican David Booten, Hassan said the GOP needs to bend.
Every time we put forward a compromise, we are told that it's no good. It's still their original plan.
Back at the State House, Senate President Chuck Morris insisted that's not true.
We're open to suggestions.
But when asked if that included extending the one-year timetable for new beneficiaries to begin getting insurance on the new federal exchange, an extension Hassan and state insurance officials say is needed for the Senate's proposal to work, Moore says no.
No, because I think what you're doing is you're creating Medicaid expansion in the state of New Hampshire, and the public does not want an entitlement program coming into the state and keep living on.
It remains unclear, however, if Morris can muster the votes for the Senate to pass the Medicaid plan he favors. Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says getting any proposal through the Senate will require bipartisan support. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.